Well, on Earth Day, and that's last week Thursday, UNC made a pretty significant announcement, a $1 million investment into the university from Champion Athletic Wear, that's part of Hanes Brands based out of North Carolina, to establish a new fund, the Champion Sustainability Fund at UNC. This is going to be a revolving fund for sustainability projects down the road. Michael Peeler is UNC's Chief Sustainability Officer, and he joins us once again on the phone to say a little bit more about that. He was on the air with us last week talking about the sustainability plan, now the sustainability fund. Mike, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Good morning.
So glad to be here. Happy to be back. Thank you, Aaron.
So tell us about the Champion Sustainability Fund. What is it and what does it entail?
So the first thing that's exciting is the partnership with Champion and with Hanes Brands in general. They have launched a really ambitious set of sustainability goals, and we're excited to be partnering with them at a time that we're refocusing and re-energizing our efforts. So our university has a broad commitment to reducing our environmental footprint and trying to focus on aspirational sustainability goals around water use, waste, and in this case, with our climate action plan that was released last week, greenhouse gas emissions. And we're really committed to putting resources into sustainability efforts because we know that early investments return well and are really a great way to start meeting these challenges in a timely manner.
So how does it work?
So the fund itself is a way that you can invest in things like energy efficiency, invest in things that have savings associated with them, and then some portion of that savings goes back into the fund. And so it's a double win there. So you're creating an efficiency, which is great and is helping us reach all of our goals, whether it be greenhouse gases, water, or waste. And you are then having that savings associated with the efficiency go back into the fund that can then be reinvested in efficiencies, but eventually, hopefully, it will build up. There are great examples in universities throughout the country of funds like these that have built into the tens of millions of dollars. And that can be a way to fuel other activities around sustainability. And we have a set of programs that we hope, once this is mature, that will be funded by the revolving fund.
So speaking with Michael Peeler again, Chief Sustainability Officer at UNC, talking about the Champion Sustainability Fund, just launched with $1 million from Champion Athletic Wear. What is this going to entail on campus? What are we going to see first, and what are some of those specific programs you're thinking of down the road?
So the first thing we'll do is really dig in on looking for opportunities for investment in efficiencies. And as I said, you're looking for some yield in terms of a return from savings. So things that are really the most prominent examples of where you'll have a delta between the amount of resources being spent, say, on electricity in a certain area, that can then, when the efficiency is applied, return that savings to the fund. So that will be a process of working closely with our partners on the operational side, being sure to be really strategic. And there have, you know, this is not, efficiency is not a new thing at the university. This will be continuing on with a long history and working in this direction. So being sure that we continue with a similar approach and a really systematic approach. Then once this gets moving, hopefully the returns will come back to the fund pretty quickly. And we have ideas like programs that will fund innovative student and faculty ideas, where we'll have a competition that will call for proposals and ask our students, faculty, and staff for ideas around sustainability broadly. And that will be a great way to have not only the core group of things that we're hoping to get the savings from, but also this broad suite of projects related to sustainability and moving us towards all of our goals.
That's really cool. So eventually people will just, from the campus community, be able to come to you and say, hey, I've got this idea for some way to save energy, save money long term. Here's what you can help me out with.
That's exactly right. And we're also really excited to have been talking a lot with Chapel Hill, and I meet a lot with John Richardson there. And we're hoping that this can be a community thing and further engage, hopefully, with Carrboro and the county, and have it be really a regional opportunity is our aspiration. But we're going to try and get things rolling first, get some momentum and some traction, and hopefully move forward from there.
And you mentioned John Richardson. He's the sustainability officer for Chapel Hill. How often do you interact with each other?
So recently, a whole lot. John was on our panel last Thursday that we had on Earth Day, And we were talking about opportunities to collaborate further. And we probably talk, I would say, at least once a week, but much more frequently in the recent past, because there's been a lot of exciting things going on.
Speaking with Michael Peeler, again, UNC Sustainability Officer. So as we start to wrap up this conversation, we're talking about this particular fund, the Champion Sustainability Fund. What else should people know about the fund and how it fits into sort of the larger sustainability efforts on campus?
I think it's just a really nice, significant complement to all of the reorganization and re-energizing that we've done really in the past month or so. It's all been finalized. We've transitioned to a new strategic and organizational framework, Sustainable Carolina, which includes our previous framework of the three zeros as our aspirational goals, but really broadens out the way we think about sustainability. We now have our professional staff brought together under that Sustainable Carolina umbrella. We really, I think, are in a great spot with a good plan around for the climate action plan, and also forthcoming efforts around water and waste, to have our ideas and our aspirations out there, provide an opportunity, obviously, for input. We're always welcoming great ideas to do things better, but we're pretty confident that we're going to be having our house in pretty good order and really have a set of ideas to move forward to really aspirational goals.
And the website for more information, sustainable.unc.edu. That takes you to UNC Sustainability Office. Again, sustainable.unc.edu. Speaking with Michael Peeler, and as we wrap up, anything else that folks need to know?
No, I appreciate you having me, and we're just extremely excited about the things that have been moving forward in the last couple of weeks.
And again, sustainable.unc.edu for more info. Michael Peeler, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. You have a great day.